Hey, what's happening? Well, gonna prepare today for Utah State. I let the guys kind of enjoy last night their victory. Very good, hard-fought win at San Diego State on the road. Really happy for the guys. Coaches are already on their way and preparing since yesterday after the game for Utah State. We won't do a lot today at practice. We'll walk through. We'll go over their personnel, and then we'll leave tomorrow morning. It's a unique game in that it's at 9:15 on Wednesday, which is a little different. It's almost like the old Big Mondays. So they got a good team coming back. Rector's really good. Played for them last year. They got probably the best freshman in the conference in McEwen. And then probably a first-team all-league guy in Jalen Moore. So they're getting good play from younger guys. They don't have as many veteran guys as they've had in the past, but it'll be a tough place to play. It'll be another test for our guys, and I think our guys' mindset's pretty good. They know it's one step at a time, and this is another step. So I think they're excited about it. I haven't seen them yet today, so I won't see them till we do film at 4. Which younger guys are you talking about? I mean,
Jalen was
huge. Jalen's been outstanding.
Yeah, and just him, and I mean, even Piper stepping up, Jefferson.
Yeah, he played well. He got an opportunity. I thought he played really well. He'll be in, you know, he'll play a lot more. He'll give EB a break, Elijah a break when he needs, when Elijah needs a break. Dane's played with a lot of confidence. It's good to see. Not only is he playing good offensively, he's playing really good defensively. And then Jalen's just gotten better and better and better. So hopefully he'll continue to play. One thing that I didn't talk about, we don't know what O's hand situation is. X-rays, we don't have a reading back yet. So, and then Jordan will miss the next game. Hunter will be out the next game. So, you know, that gives an opportunity for somebody else, and hopefully they'll step up. But those young guys did play well. They did a nice job on the road in a tough, tough place. Next guy up. Yeah, next guy up. So somebody's going to get an opportunity, and, you know, that's going to be exciting for that person. So it'll probably be Anthony. I mean, I think we can play Elijah there, but I think Anthony will get that first chance. You know, with Jordan being out, that's difficult for us, but I think we've played enough guys that they've had, you know, success, and they've played for our group, so it'll be a good opportunity for somebody.
Talked about earlier in the year just about the effort that this team was putting forth. I mean, that second half, when you guys were getting back on defense, I mean, was that one of the best defensive games you've seen as well?
Yeah, I just think we've changed some things. I mean, we've watched enough tape. We've watched how our team's going to play. We've got to do, as coaches, as much work as we can preparing. I think we've made some adjustments that's helped our team. But I think it all comes down to they put forth a great effort. You know, I thought they put together great energy. And then they got stops when they needed to. So it's just like I told them after the game, you know, that they can't tease me anymore. They did it. You know, the UTEP game, they did it last night. So, you know, they have a chance to really build on this. So hopefully we'll get better.
Coach, you made some adjustments as far as, you know, teams are going to double team.
Mm-hmm.
You're stripping out of the block and your movement is, as Robert said, kind of like the game against Zimmerman last year.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been thinking about that as you've gone forward here?
Well, you always want to put him in positions where he'd be successful, but I've been, just like I said last night, I've had a luxury. I've had two guys I could do that with since I've become the head coach here. I had Cam Bairstow where I could put him anywhere on the floor, and he was going to be productive. And then I've had the luxury of having Tim. So you can put him different places on the floor. I think the biggest thing is, you know, one thing he did play in high school, he played quarterback, so he's able to make plays. He's able to make reads. So we were able to set them up when they doubled us, put guys in the right positions. I just don't think they got there in the first half. We kept harping on it, and then I think they got in the right positions. And then we were able to play out of Tim in transition, where, you know, we can push it, go off ball screen, pop him, and then, you know, let him play with the ball and make decisions. So we're just going to try to put him where he can be successful, and there's a lot of places he can be successful. So it just worked out for us.
Where's Sam's confidence right now?
I don't know. You'd have to ask Sam. I mean, he's played 28 minutes the last game, and he got to play a lot. I don't know if it's a confidence thing, but we need him. So, you know, I don't know where his confidence is at, JJ. I know he's getting to play a lot. He's getting a lot of opportunity. So, I mean, it's not like nobody's telling him to shoot it. Nobody's telling him to play a certain thing, but he's had the same opportunity that some guys have had, and he's had more opportunity, but some guys are playing better. So, you know, hopefully he'll bounce back and start playing better.
You were having trouble deciding who was going to start Logwood or Piper this last game. You had told us before. Does that mean that Piper maybe –
That's undecided yet. Undecided yet, but there could be a change there. He's different because he plays on the perimeter and then he can play inside. So he's kind of a hybrid forward. He's very versatile. He can shoot the jump shot. I think you got to make him put it on the floor. And then in the post, he's difficult because he can shoot over people. He can out-quick you. So he gives you a two different dimension guy that's really good. You know, I think X will get to guard him a little bit if we go small like we did at San Diego State. I think Dane and Sam will be able to guard him with their, you know, they got good size for wings, maybe use their quickness, but he's very difficult. And we're going to have to play excellent defense to come out of there with a win.
What do you want to see out of Connor moving forward if the opportunity arises? You know,
I just think Connor needs to slow down, JJ. I think he's just in a big hurry. I think he's able to get great position. He's been really good in practice. I think you get excited. And, you know, he's just got to slow down a little bit. Post players, you know, they think they have to be in a hurry. He's not going to get doubled. Tim is going to get doubled. So I think he's in a little bit of a hurry. He can be a productive scorer for us, and he also can be a very productive rebounder on both ends. And he's played really good defense. He's learned how to wall up where he's stopped guys, getting his hands up. He's a physical presence, but I just – hope he just slows down a little bit. But he's going to have a great opportunity going forward, so hopefully he'll take advantage of it. Well, we went in there last year, and they were, you know, they just lost the game. And, you know, the keys for us, we got to continue to improve on defense. We got to continue to get better in transition defense if we can do that. Got to continue to communicate, which I think our kids are getting better. And then we got to continue to run offense. And we got to continue to take really good shots. And if we continue to do that, we're able to play at a high level offensively. And then we're able to play better defense so that both ends of our floor, the floor is taken care of. And then offensively, we got to continue getting to the line. You know, if we continue to do that, we're pretty good because our guys can make those foul shots. They make it under pressure. But I like the improvement that I've seen, and hopefully we can improve the next game we play.
Going back to yesterday, I mean, what did you tell them during half?
During a half?
Yeah.
I just, you know, basically just gave them confidence. Just said, hey, we're right there. We're fine. You know, we didn't get any shots to fall in. I thought they did it. I didn't think they played very bad. I thought we played really good defense in the first half. I just think we couldn't get anything going. I think – that we let the traps bother us. We had to put Tim in some other spots. I thought we were able to get some transition baskets, and I told him to keep pushing it. But, you know, we got some good transition baskets. I think Elijah hit a couple open jump shots out of transition. Dane had an open look. It just went in and out. Then we made some plays and executed. And I just said, stay the course. You know, stay the course. Your effort's good. Your energy's good. It'll go for us. I said, you're going to make shots. And they did, and we were fortunate.
What is it about your club? Because you know the standard report on the other side is don't put them on the line. But yet, game after game, you go to the line.
Well, it's hard because it starts out with the new rule. It's hard with Jalen because he's so fast. If you put a hand on him, they call it because that's a foul. Elijah's very physical guard. He's able to draw fouls, so that's another problem for other teams. And then Tim Williams is, he just knows how to go, he knows how to use his body. He knows how to get fouls, and we're able to get in a bonus early. Last night we didn't, but then as the game went on late, we continued doing exactly how we wanted to play offensively, and we were able to get to the line. So that was big, but we're hard to guard with the new rules, and we're able to draw fouls. But I think the most important thing, what we've done, you know, knock on wood, we've been able to make a lot of foul shots. I mean, we're shooting at a very high percentage, and that's good. Our kids are concentrating. They're focused on what they're trying to do, and I think that's helped.
Did we do anything different? We out-rebounded them by so much, I couldn't believe it. It's pretty amazing to out-rebound as bad as we did. Did we do something different, or what happened?
Yeah, we did a lot of things different, but I can't give you all my secrets, and everybody in the league will know. Yeah, we did some things different. What's that?
How much of that is effort? Just effort on the
ball. Yeah, effort. Yeah, a lot of it's effort. A lot of it's believing. A lot of it's trusting a teammate. But I thought they were terrific. The reason why we've lost games, and I know everybody why they've beat us in years past, has been they've been so good on offensive rebounding and scoring off the glass. And I think we eliminated a little bit. They got a lot of points on turnovers in the first half because I think we were a little jittery. I thought we got a little anxious. You know, you have a freshman point guard that's never been there, so a little jittery. But I think we limited their second chance points in the second half. I think we limited their transition points in the second half, and I thought that was a key. Yeah, it's one step at a time. You know, you can't I'm proud of them. I'm happy for them. When you have a big win like that, you have to let them enjoy it. But now it's get back to business. You can't have, you know, it's kind of like, you know, you got to be consistent in your approach. You got to be consistent in what you're doing. It's step by step. And, you know, that's what, you know, trying to win a championship's about, step by step. You know, that's a goal of ours, but it's got to be one game at a time. And the next game's Utah State, so we'll get them recentered, you know, back focused today, and hopefully they enjoyed it last night with a great win, and they deserve that. So they played outstanding, but now they got to realize they got another step to take in the journey, and should be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it with them.
How's X doing?
Seems fine. I haven't seen him, so I haven't seen anybody. We've been working, and they've been resting. So I'll see him all at four.
Earlier you said you would like to tighten up your transition defense. What part of that? Are you pushing the rebounder, maybe picking up the guy with the ball, maybe just getting more people back? So yeah.
I just think we got to communicate better. I think the biggest thing is, you know, we had some miscommunication in the first half. It led Holtzel to make some big threes. I think our bigs had some miscommunication, but I think the biggest thing is just the urgency to get back in transition and sprinting back, but I think that's a big key.
Anything else?
All right, appreciate it.
Yep.